Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
Salt does not have the same quantity, have to be the same quantity as the food to change its state. It is the potency of the salt that matters.
Welcome to the Excellent Leadership Broadcast. It's my joy today to be with you wherever you may be, in your living room, hotel room, office, wherever. God's power is on this ministry to help us to share God's wisdom for practical application of God's principles. God does not want us to have our blessings only as spiritual realities. They are meant to show up practically for us here in our lives, and that's our own burden. Too many of us, blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, but practically speaking in our lives, God doesn't want us to be ineffective. God doesn't want us to, you know, have access to excellence in the realm of the spirit, but to live mediocre lives in the physical. So God's wisdom bridges the gap. And I'm grateful for the testimonies that you share with us about what God is doing in your life and how the messages bless you and help you to know exactly what steps to take, you know, to see everything that Christ got for us manifest in your life. We're happy about the testimonies of healing, happy for the homes, families that are being restored. We're happy for dead dreams that are coming back to life, for the miracles of restoration that God is working in your life. God is amazingly loving. These testimonies make us happy. And I want to say a big thank you to those of you who support us in doing this, who partner with us in reaching the world. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to make it happen. People are praying for you that you've never seen before. It's the day we show up before God and everyone is to receive their rewards. That's when you realize how many lives you touched. Anyway, you can always download the app, you know, for our ministry on the Apple Store, Google Play Store, and you can have access to our podcast, listen to the messages on the go. Please visit our website, samadeyemi.net. All right, today we begin a series of teachings titled Taking Territories. When you think about the ultimate of the Christian experience, you know, in the Old Testament, the design was for God's people to take over and to possess territories. And today the Bible says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, because Christ has been made a curse for us, because it's written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And verse 14 says that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles. And you know what God said to Abraham? I will make you a father of many nations. So what we want to do is to get a sense of what God wants us to do. Jesus gave us the Great Commission, go and teach or disciple or mentor all nations. So as a Christian, you've been called to influencing territories. And I believe that those territories are culture-shaping platforms, not just physical territories, but culture-shaping platforms. God wants us to influence and to influence for good. That's why you and I are still here. This is exploratory, and I believe that for you and I to be revelatory, but beyond that, I believe that God's grace and power is coming on you for you to understand a bit more clearly God's calling on your life. And as you see that calling and accept it, the power of God will come on you for influence. And as you seek for the expansion of the influence of God's kingdom, every other thing will be added. Today is a day of blessing, a day of favor, a day of miracles, a day of restoration in your life. So sit back, enjoy this broadcast, and I'll be back towards the end of this broadcast. God bless you.
Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Are you there? It's on the screen. We're all reading together. Let's go. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. All right, let's do a little discussion on identifying your territory. Identifying your territory. Our Canaan, or our promised land, is what redemption through Christ has secured for us. What happened with Israel was symbolic of the New Testament church. And Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1 describes our experience in the light of Israel's experience. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1 says that there remains a rest. Therefore, seeing a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest. So, entering Canaan for them was entering his rest. And he says the promise remains for us also. But the question, therefore, is what is our Canaan within the context of New Testament church or Christianity? What's our Canaan? First, freedom from sin. Freedom from sin. That was the basic thing that Christ secured for us by his death on the cross. The forgiveness of our sins. Freedom from condemnation. And then freedom from the consequences of sin. The sicknesses and diseases, because he was wounded for our transgressions, and by his stripes we are healed. Freedom from poverty, because he became poor. Though he was rich, he became poor so that we, through that poverty on the cross, might become rich. Restoration of our relationship with God. Good. However, the other dimension to it is the fact that God wants us to influence the systems of this world with the values of his kingdom. So that's where Matthew 28 comes in. So our territory is not just about the things we get for ourselves. Israel was to take over a geographical territory that God could use as a base or platform from which to push out his values to influence other nations. Remember, God's promise to Abraham was, "I will bless you, I will make your name great, and in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." God wants to redeem the geographical territories and the systems of this world to himself. So when Jesus came, this was his message. Repent, or change your way of thinking, or change your way of life. The kingdom of God, the government of heaven, is here.
Taking Territories is the new series by Sam Adeyemi. In this new series, you will learn how to identify your territories, strategies for taking territories, branding for influence, and managing your territory. Taking Territories is not a simple operation and is one that can be compared to a military operation. In this series, you will have the keys to take your territories, conquer, and occupy. For a love gift of any amount plus shipping, this month we will send you the complete CD set when you call us today at +44 151 808 0312 or visit samadeyemi.net. Pastor Sam wants you to have this important series today so you can start taking territories for God's kingdom. So don't hold back and take your territories now. This message is also available for instant download now.
So, before they convince every one of us to think that you really can't make a mark or pull a crowd or have some thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people following you on Instagram or whatever, Jesus had big followers without being immoral, without destroying the moral fabric of the society. If you have real value to add, people will come for it. Real value. Solving problems for people. So to me, this is what Jesus had in mind when he said, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Let's go further. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 13, Moses says to Israel, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only, you will not be beneath. The fact that they didn't ask him, what do you mean by that, means they understood what he was saying. So they had a common frame of reference. Moses was referring to the configuration of a cow. The head is in front. The tail is at the back. The head is where decisions are made. Am I right? That's where the thinking is done. The tail, there's no thinking there. Where the head goes, the whole body follows. Tail does not provide leadership. It is not where the tail goes that the body goes. It is where tail has no choice where it goes. It is wherever they take it that it goes. It has some little bit of usefulness. You can use it to chase away flies. But so when Moses says to Israel, the Lord will make you the head, it means the church was never designed to be tail, to live and operate on the fringes of the society, a victim of systems built by men and influenced by the devil. We were put here for dominion. We were put here for influence. We were put here for headship. Creativity and innovation has to start from here. The thinking starts from here. The decision making starts from here. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Let's talk about what Jesus said in Matthew 6:18. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why didn't the disciples ask him, what do you mean by gates of hell? Because when I was a young Christian, they said, brethren, it's time to pull down the gates of hell. And I would imagine gates made of iron that we needed to pull down. But they didn't ask him. The disciples didn't ask him because they had a common frame of reference. So what I did was to go into the Old Testament. How did they use gates there? I realized first, most of the cities and villages were walled around. And there were a number of gates. The one closest to the palace was where the king and the city council held their meetings and made decisions that influenced life in the whole city. So we read that Lot sat at the gate of Sodom. In Job 29, Job said that he sat among the elders of the land in the gate of the city. In Proverbs 31, verse 23, the Bible says concerning the lady we call the virtuous woman, her husband is known in the gates where he sits, when he sits among the elders of the land. Thank you, Jesus. So the gates of hell are the decision-making bodies of hell. And you bear in mind, every city has a gate. Every nation has a gate. You have the decision-making bodies. That's a spiritual provision for rulership and influence over a city. And those gates were not designed for the devil or for demons. They were designed for Adam and his descendants. Yeah, Satan is an usurper. But those of us who have received redemption through Jesus Christ can take back our position. You were designed to sit in the gates, to be part of those who make decisions. You were not designed to function in a city a victim of systems, of the political system, of the economic system, complaining and lamenting with the Holy Ghost inside you. We're taking our positions back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So how do you identify your territory, your area, or the area of influence to which God has called you? Check your experiences. I'll try to make it simple. Check your experiences. Check your spiritual experiences. What are the things God has told you that you had in the place of prayer, the visions you got? I was an engineering student when I would pray and I would see myself standing before crowds of people to teach and to preach. With that, I got to realize, yes, I had a professional training. That's fine. But there was an area where God called me to influence people. I'm not sure if I had stayed in engineering, if I would have been able to influence this nation and to influence my world as much as I have done. God prepared a platform for me through ministry, which is a major platform for shaping culture in a society. I have the other platform that is non-religious. So this goes beyond your training or your profession. Just the area where you can best influence your city, your nation, for the kingdom of God.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
But there's one question I'll encourage you to ask finally. One question. In what area do you want to change the world? In what area do I want to change the world? Yeah, you may have been trained in some area for survival. But when it comes to changing the world, in what area would you want to change the world? Is it through the entertainment industry? Are you a musician? Do you have gifts either to sing or to produce music? Is it sports? And you don't even have to be a sports person. Maybe sports management. Maybe owning a sports club or something. Okay? Is it education? Do you have a burden for the state of education? In which area will I like to change the world? Will I like to improve the quality of life that people live through inventions and innovations? Is it through science? Is it through technology? In what area will I like to change or will I want to change my world? I should say this, you can influence from any level in the area to which God has called you. Any level of that you may be at in your vocation. Your training may be to cook food, just to cook food, and you'll be cooking food in the palace. And that gives you influence. Amen. God can use you, whatever your level of development is, to influence. But some people don't recognize it. And then they do a shoddy job. They ask you to make a piece of furniture. They're taking it to the governor's house. But you make a poor job of it. And then the next time, you are at the all-night vigil, binding the devil and destroying all your enemies. It's a complete waste of time. I'm serious. So you do your job with excellence, Proverbs 22:29, you will serve kings. You will not serve ordinary men. I pray God will open our eyes to recognize opportunities for influence. Joseph was a prisoner. Prisoner. But he did something, exercised some gifts that were unique and functioned at a particular level through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that when there was a problem at the national level, they had to go fish him from prison. That changed his status. And he influenced the whole nation. Not only that nation, many other nations. Isn't that amazing? God will open doors of opportunity for you when you commit to accept this responsibility that God has given us. My observation as I close is salt does not have the same quantity, have to be the same quantity as the food to change its state. It is the potency of the salt that matters. I pray God will make you potent. Capacity to affect. May your environment never remain the same again. Wherever God has put you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, the major influencers in the Bible did not have to pray for food. Joseph didn't have to pray for food. In prison, they made him manager. And then by the time he rose to prime minister, you don't pray for food at that level. When David killed Goliath, he didn't have to pray for food anymore. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Deuteronomy 8, 7 to 10. Deuteronomy 8, 7 to 10. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates. You will own businesses of your own. These were businesses in those days. A land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. See, that's part of it. In which you will lack nothing. That's somebody's prophecy. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. This will be your most joyful year so far. When you face God's business, God will face your business. When God is happy that you are helping to extend his kingdom, whatever will have distracted you, God will take those things out of the way. This will be the most stress-free year for someone here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. I believe that you've been blessed by this message, just like I have been. I'd just like to remind you, it's not so much about what you can do. It's about what the power of God can do through you, what the power of the Holy Spirit can do through you because of what Christ has done. Every price has been paid for the sin of mankind, and today our world can be redeemed from the effects of sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy that the heavens open over you and the power of the Holy Spirit rests on you right now for service. The power of the Holy Spirit rests on you, and the gifts of the Spirit, the talents, supernaturally imparted talents of God are activated in you for problem solving. I declare in the name of Jesus that the problems of your environment have become your own opportunities. And wherever you stand up, show up to pray over someone or lay hands on them, the power of God will flow through you. Heaven will respond to your prayers. The gifts of the Spirit of God will be activated as you pray. And in the name of Jesus, circumstances will be turned around. And I pray that as God uses you and you become an asset to the kingdom of God, to your family, to your community, in the name of Jesus, the power of God will sustain your health. The power of God will guarantee your provision. The power of God will provide your protection for you. And in Jesus' name, every area of your life will flourish. There's someone listening to me right now. There's a spirit of depression that's been bothering you. And in the name of Jesus, I cast that spirit out and I prophesy peace on you. Receive your healing and your freedom from anxiety, freedom from fear, freedom from doubt. In the name of Jesus, yes, someone, you're sleeping soundly for the first time today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And just in case you're listening to me, God has a destiny for your life. Every human being was born a sinner. That's the reality. They don't have to teach us to sin. It's there. But Christ paid for those sins, and then we can accept forgiveness from God and step into the fulfillment of our destinies. We were not designed to be liabilities. We are assets on this planet. And if you're that one person who wants us to pray together as we receive forgiveness of sins from God, say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me and to accept me in Jesus' name. Wow. If you said that prayer, the Spirit of God has removed the nature of sin from your heart and put God's nature in there. But you need to grow spiritually. Find a Bible-believing church to attend so you can grow in a community of believers. And please send us an email to let us know what God's done in your life. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Till we see you again next time, I'll encourage you to keep believing and keep taking up territories. I'll encourage you also, follow me on Twitter at Sam_Adeyemi. And every day you can get messages that will encourage you and inspire you. Our announcer has a few words to share with you before we shut down this broadcast. God bless you.
Taking Territories is the new series by Sam Adeyemi. In this new series, you will learn how to identify your territories, strategies for taking territories, branding for influence, and managing your territory. Taking Territories is not a simple operation and is one that can be compared to a military operation. In this series, you will have the keys to take your territories, conquer, and occupy. For a love gift of any amount plus shipping, this month we will send you the complete CD set when you call us today at +44 151 808 0312 or visit samadeyemi.net. Pastor Sam wants you to have this important series today so you can start taking territories for God's kingdom. So don't hold back and take your territories now. This message is also available for instant download now.